in between the late wisteria and the bougainvillea seasons, perhaps beneath the apple trees. I have fallen pregnant. 6 weeks is all I am gone, but the being inside me, not yet the size of a snail, has me in its grip. Mostly I feel drained, and like today, spaced out. I hide away in this writing room, attempting to immerse myself in study, but the days pass, I remain unfocused, and my condition leaves me with zero tolerance for this unseasonably early heat. But I am over the moon. To date, I have borne no children of my own. This little being will be my first. I have two stepdaughters, twin girls from Michelle's first marriage, Clarisse and Vanessa. They visit us regularly, but they do not live with us. In any case, they are growing up fast and taking charge of their own lives. I am late to be starting a family, and this pregnancy was not planned, but it has been long hoped for. I have miscarried more times than I care to remember. I haven't breathed a word to Michel yet, and I won't until he arrives. I want to be there, standing in front of him, the best seat in the house, to watch that smile break across his face. I want to share the joy of that first moment of knowledge, of all that this baby will mean to our lives. He arrives this evening, and impatient as I am hanging on, savouring the scene, playing it out in my head, over and over again. In the meantime, when I am not horizontal on the bed, victim to physiological changes, my days are taken up with research for my new book, as well as with our projects here on the farm. We are still grappling with the unfathomable bureaucracies involved in gaining the coveted AOC, the Appellation d'Origine Contrôlée, the highest accolade given for fine quality produce, in our case, our excellent olive oil, the green gold olive oil that we press from the drupes of our venerable Cailletier olive trees. We had hoped for a letter on our return, but still nothing. Michel is chasing. Quashia, our loyal Arab gardener, is building us a fine new woodshed. I hear him shoveling and hammering as I write. We could not run this place without him. Due to our frequent absences, he has taken charge of the vegetable garden and planted it up for us. The only snag is that he has failed to create variation, and our beds are now swamped with big-leafed, yellow-flowering courgettes that have grown into monstrous-sized marrows, great green appendages that won't fit into the fridge, and tomatoes, the vines of which are bending and breaking under the weight of the pappy red fruits, more than we could ever eat or cook with.